you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning. Oh, together on this Thursday. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Terrific Thursday. Yes, this July 9th, and it is terrific for me because in the studio, enjoying our time together on the air is Terry. Terrific
Good
Terry.
Morning,
hello.
Terrific Terry. That's right.
I want to, as we go through the headlines today, I want to tell people that... you know, we are so thankful for you, our listeners, and it's been such an adventure as I've been able to go out and treasure hunt and connect with people now that we are in phase two here in Marion County in our wonderful state of Oregon. I've been able to start doing meet and greets. I got to meet a bunch of wonderful business owners and folks in Kaiser. Went with Danielle Bethel on Tuesday. We went to Kaiser Greeters, and they do that every Tuesday morning. And so I encourage you to follow them on Facebook and get plugged in. And it's just been fun to meet with you. And I found out yesterday that our sponsor, Bill Sunderland with Country Financial, right here in our morning show, his wife's birthday was yesterday, so I want to give a shout out to Lisa Sunderland. Happy birthday
Yay,
to you.
Happy
Yay.
Birthday.
And then our very own right here, the KSLM radio station, our very own Terry Soul. It's his birthday today.
What?
So happy birthday to you, Terry.
Soul teasy mo.
Yes. And then a very good friend of mine that I've known from the Republican work that I did in South Dakota many, many years. And also I actually met him when I worked with Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Black Hills in South Dakota, my very first job out of college. Ben Treadwell, it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Ben.
And then, this happened earlier in the week.
That's right. Big one here.
Big birthday. Yep, Grandma yep. Betty.
Grandma
Terry's
Betty.
Grandma Betty
yes.
had a birthday. What birthday was this for her?
94th.
94.
And she's still spunky and smiley, and yep, we just love Grandma.
And one of my favorite adventures with Grandma, other than having coffee with her early in the morning, is going dancing with her.
And she's missing her dancing. Now, she did get to dance the other night, not away, but they were at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned on the music, and Grandma got to shake a leg.
Oh,
so,
she's so good at it. 94 years old, still
loves to dance.
Very active, still living on the farm and in her home. And so we wish you, hopefully, it's a wonderful birthday week, right?
Yeah, birthday week. She did have a wonderful day. I saw lots of postings on Facebook. And everyone's loving on Grandma Betty.
Yep, they're in Arkansas.
Yay.
And so if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. And I want to remind our friends that we stream on live. You can download the app and stay in tune that way. Tell your friends and family, no matter where you are, even though this is a Salem-based, Oregon-based station and news show every morning live, no matter where you are, you can tune in and be encouraged. And I think the topic today that I want to address really is about staying present. I know I've talked about it the last few weeks about how do we stay encouraged in times that we're living in now and staying present. And I get one of these in my mailbox every other day or so. It's John Maxwell. He's a mentor, a teacher of mine. I've attended a lot of online classes and courses and coaching with him. And this came through and I wanted to share. I thought it was very appropriate for us today. So listen to this, my friends.
Hi, John Maxwell here. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. I was talking to some leadership friends of mine, and one of them, his name was Chris, over this lunch, really gave me a wonderful compliment. He said, John, no matter what you're doing, you're always present. And I asked him to kind of pull that out for me, and he said, it's very simple. He said, you're not distracted about what's behind you or what's before you. You give 100% of your energy and your time to the present moment, the now. Well, if I do that, it's because my mentor John Wooden just basically taught me to make every day your masterpiece. What I've discovered is we over-exaggerate what we're going to do tomorrow. We over-exaggerate what we did yesterday. We overestimate what we're going to do tomorrow, but we underestimate what we're doing right now. And why do we underestimate it? Because we have lost the power of now, the possibilities, the potential of now. So the word present means that now is the only time we have. So let's take advantage of it. Let's maximize it. Here's what I know. If I prepare my now, my today, really well, I have a better future. Every one of us right now are either preparing or repairing. Let's start preparing. Let's take advantage of the beginning, the now. Thanks for being with me on Minute with Maxwell.
Wonderful reminder from John Maxwell on this Thursday morning to stay present, stay in the now. And I think that's tools and treasure for us today. No matter what you're facing tomorrow, what you went through yesterday, we can stay present. And on the air with me today is my friend Cheryl Carlton. She called in. I saw your post this morning, Cheryl. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Stacy. I'm doing awesome.
Awesome.
Stay in the moment.
You stay in the moment. So you posted something this morning, and I thought, man, I think she's reading my show plan for today. Tell me what inspired you to share what you shared today.
You know, I've just been doing a lot of thinking about staying in the present. I just think about the past. You know, we can have the past with regrets and the future with, you know, fear. And I just thought, you know, today I just want to stay in the moment. And then I remembered that movie, Peaceful Warrior. And because I thought, you know, people say that all the time, stay in the moment. Well, tell me how to do that.
Mm.
And I remember those three simple questions. Where are you? Here. What time is it? Now. What are you? In the moment. And I exercise that in my mind, and it does. It keeps me present, and it keeps me happier, and it keeps me focused and not looking behind and not necessarily looking forward. So that's what I do. I have to ask those three questions, and it pulls me right back in. And I'm just grateful for so many things. And it's a time in life right now that I think that we all could lose the present moment, and I don't want to lose that preciousness, because I know that there's just so many silver linings in life, and if I don't stay present, I may miss them, and I don't want to do that.
So you work with people day in, day out, being a source of encouragement. How do you stay encouraged?
Well, God's number one, that's for sure. I do my readings and my studies and remember who I am and whose I am, and that's what helps me fill my tank, and because I need to overflow, and I want to overflow so I can give it away.
That's fantastic. And so you are going about heading to work and going to give it away today, and you are a treasure, Cheryl. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning and being a part of the show. And I loved what you said. Stay present today. Notice the little things, because life is too precious to miss them. Amen. Any last word for us?
Yep. Happy birthday, Cherry.
Hey! Oh. Shh, big mouth. Look at you. Good heavens. Just another day, people. Just another day. Thank you, Cheryl.
Oh, that's awesome.
You're welcome. Stay in the moment. Enjoy your day.
All right.
You be blessed, Cheryl. Take care now.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too.
We want to encourage you. Bye-bye. We want to encourage you to be a part of the conversation this morning, 503-589-1220. How do you stay encouraged? How do you stay in the present, staying connected now as we walk through some of the things that we've been walking through? You know, Terry, it's kind of funny. Your birthday's not for another, week?
And
one of the things that you are really big about is you're pretty good about celebrating other people's birthday, but you don't want to really.
Well, it's not that I don't want to. I don't. I'm not a gift person. That's mm-hmm. definitely not my love language, and so I'm not a gift person around the holidays, my birthday. If I want something or I need something, I just go ahead and get it taken care of. And my favorite thing to do is to buy myself something and say, "Hey, look what you bought me," you know, and so. You know, I kind of like that, but I guess outside of the gifts, I don't mind it so much. I don't mind the age.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel 50. Mm-hmm. I know that, and I feel 25. I wish I had the knowledge of a 50-year-old. At 25, I was thinking by the time I'm 50, I'll know everything.
Uh-huh.
I'll be much wiser,
mm-hmm.
and that takes work.
Do you feel so?
I do. Part of it. Part of mm-hmm. it. There's so much to learn.
Yes.
so much to learn, and there's not enough time. Right. To learn everything you need to know.
Right. And I mentioned this the other day, that one of my mentors in my life who's passed away a couple years ago, Mr. Dunnick. And I remember asking for some wisdom on some fundraising, nonprofit stuff, and really encouraged him to maybe write a book and share his wisdom. And he said, you know, the sad part about aging is once you know all the answers, no one asks the questions mm-hmm. anymore. And so, again, living in the now, but also honoring the past and looking towards the future, I think is important, that we can garner some information and inspiration and wisdom from those that have gone before us. You think of Grandma Betty and what she's seen in her mm-hmm. life, certainly politically, certainly at the technology and all the changes that have happened, you know, there's some wisdom there and some nuggets of truth that go on. They're ageless, right?
The best thing we can do is to share. I was recently talking with a family member, a younger family member, and he's kind of looking for his path and his guide. And at his age, I wasn't much of a listener either. And it's okay. That's just part of how we are at a young age. But if he catches one small thing, if I say one sentence that makes a difference, mm-hmm. you know, then I've done good.
And I know, as I have been a foster mom in my past life, when I lived in South Dakota, fostered many children, people would say to me, how can you do that? How can you love on someone else's children and know that they're not going to stay with you? Mm. And it was that very premise, that being in the now, being mm-hmm. present today, yep. and helping these kids see another way of life. All they've seen is trauma and crisis and, yep. and things not happening, unsafe situations. Help them see some steady life, some regular, normal, day-to-day stuff. And if they could have a window into that possibility, they could go anywhere.
Yeah.
They could really go anywhere. And from that, I was able to adopt my daughter, Bree. And now I've had her since she was six. And now she's
Yay,
adulting so well.
She's doing
and
so good. So
back
proud of
in
her.
Arkansas in our home yep. there, really doing well, working, had taken some classes. And so, you know, wherever you're at today, my friend, and you're listening in today, I really want to encourage you to stay present in today. And know that what you can do today affects your future.
Reflect on your own life. Stop, mm-hmm. pause, and ask yourself, what have I done right? You know, don't worry about the things you might have messed up or the things that you're unsure about tomorrow. Ask yourself and maybe write them down. What have I done right? How have I helped someone else? And you're going to realize you've done a lot of good. And that's going to help you with your tomorrows.
And if there's something that you still want to learn, something you want to do,
yeah.
Something that you have always thought about, what a great opportunity right now in this reset time in our lives that we can take on yeah. a new adventure, learn a new skill, try something different.
Well, and you and I, we're trying to get the schedule correct, but we're going to look into scuba.
That's right.
You know, and we're just going to test the water, so you say. We'll have an introductory course to make sure it's something we want to do, but mm-hmm. but I never thought about that before.
Yeah, and so we're encouraging
Yay.
You to be a part of the conversation this morning as we talk about life and living it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. Give us a call, 503-589-1220. Also want to know if you have an event coming up, something happening in your church, nonprofit organization, as we start to meet face-to-face with people again, let us know. Call in 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning, Salem. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. Taking a look at our weather forecast. Yeah, it's about 55 degrees right now, but it's warming up to 77 degrees today, partly cloudy sky, and warming up to 80 degrees tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm loving this weather. It's mild. It's not as humid as Arkansas, but I love the sun coming out in the afternoons, and it's just fun place to be here in Oregon. And, it, you know, here in Salem and in the Mid-Willamette Valley, it's so fun to explore. And you and I've talked about this before on the air about exploring and going treasure hunting and looking for new adventure throughout the Willamette Valley. And I just love this tool, The Best of Willamette Valley. It's a tool. It's a little book, and it's also online as well, thebestofwillamettevalley.com. 329 businesses voted. They're the best businesses voted by you, our mm-hmm. listeners, our community members, and so many different areas. In fact, the back couple pages have some advertisement from Adam's Rib Smokehouse and Bow and Vine Burger Bar, which is voted the best burger. And I'm really excited to have Mike Adams tomorrow. He'll be on the show with me in the morning, and I understand he used to have a barbecue radio show, so that'll be fun.
This makes me hungry.
I know.
I want a hamburger for breakfast.
Oatmeal doesn't quite cut it, does it? And so when we thumb through here, you get this little magazine. We have it here at the studio. You can come.
It's about the size of a large TV guide. It's handy. You can keep it in your car.
Yeah, and you can also go online or put it on your smartphone. And I don't know if you have this at your house. Sometimes Terry and I struggle with this a little bit. Like, what do we want to eat? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, just looking at the pictures alone, it's like, and then you see other things in here. What else do we see here? You see anybody else that you recognize or know? Yep. Who's
okay.
that?
This is some folks we've had on the radio there a couple of times. This is voted the best pawn shop. All right, I'm looking at it.
Yes, so congratulations, yes. Capital Pawn. You're the best pawn shop. Beth and Adam, they've been on the show. And so I encourage you to get your guide and make it a part of your, put it in your little car.
Do you think they have an app?
Well, I know that they have it online, and you can look it up on your phone.
Okay.
But that's a good question. We'll have to ask
Bill if
there's some sort of app.
We love apps.
We are encouraging you to be a part of the conversation, 503-589-1220. We have a caller now, and let's see who we have. Good morning. Thank you for joining the Good Morning Show. How are you today?
Hello?
Who is this?
I turned the radio off because I know I'm not supposed to have it on.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm just doing fine. But your conversation earlier reminded me of a sermon that our pastor gave when this pandemic of the virus stuff first came out, and and everything was closed down, and it was on worry. And it was a wonderful sermon, and the thing I really took out of it was, can't do anything about yesterday, so don't, there's no point in worrying about that. That's gone and done.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do anything about tomorrow because we don't have control of that. God has control of that. So why worry about tomorrow? But we can take care of today, and I believe it's in Proverbs. I can't remember the exactly where it is. There's something about let the trouble of the day be enough for you or something like that.
Yes.
And I thought that's very appropriate. So that's kind of what I have been going through with all this shutting down, opening up, and all this kind of stuff. And the other thing is for people to read Psalms 91 about God and the pestilence and you.
Yes, and that He is our refuge, and He is someone we can trust in times of danger, right?
Absolutely. He is the only one we can trust.
Well, let me introduce you formally to the listening audience. I refer to Pat as my Sunday school teacher. You've known me a lot of my life, right? And we're so faithful there at Roberts Community Church to teach many, many kids throughout the years and be a part of that fellowship for so many years. And we're going to do a little fellowshipping tonight, aren't we?
Yes, looking forward
to that. Pat's invited me to go and do a pot blessing. I like to call it more than a potluck, a pot blessing with a bunch of folks. And I'm looking forward to that, Pat. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning.
Well, it's so nice to know that we have an outreach from Roberts Church, because it was a very small little church. But here we are, and you're reaching a lot of people. It's so nice to know that.
Yes. Seeds of faith planted are faithful things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, be blessed. I look forward to seeing you this afternoon.
Sounds good.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. And so the conversation continues, and I love that. It's so neat, Terry, to be back, in a sense, home.
Who would think things that happened 30 years ago? What was it, 30 years, 40?
Yeah,
I hate to say that number out loud. 40 years ago.
I was 10 years old when I moved to Salem, Oregon.
I don't remember the name of my Sunday school teacher, but I remember what she looked like. She had one of those, it sits in your lap. It has a keyboard like a piano, but it's also a harp. And I don't know what that's called, but she would strum it and play the keys.
Oh,
what
is harpsichord, that? Maybe?
Maybe.
Something like someone might know.
But I remember that.
Yes, and you would sing songs.
I was
songs
four, five, six.
Right. Know? I think the most memorable part for me as an adult, looking back to being a child and in Sunday school, was when I had an opportunity, I think I've shared this with you before, had an opportunity to visit Israel. The country Israel, and we were on a boat on the Sea of Galilee, and I had a flashback to Sunday school with the flannel boards, you know, and putting up the little characters.
I remember that.
And I'm thinking, oh, wow, here I am on the Sea of Galilee. Who would have I known way back when I was a little girl, that I would actually get a chance to be here? It was such an amazing experience. And talk about living in the now, talking about what we can do today to stay encouraged and stir up our faith. How do you stay encouraged, Terry?
Oh, Andy Griffith.
You've talked about that before.
Well, if ever the news starts to get to me, I love putting on Andy. Of course, I think Andy, he's not on Netflix now. So
I might have to find him elsewhere.
Oh, honestly, I try to. I whistle a lot. And it's, I know it's an annoyance to a lot of people, but it keeps me upbeat. It's just something I've always done. And so I don't know if it's just the breathing in and out or the little tune that gets stuck in my head, but that's part of my daily routine.
The other thing that we do, we work really hard at, is guarding ourselves from the negativity.
Absolutely.
We really both kind of monitor that. And as we continue the conversation today, I want to encourage you to join in. Give us a call.
Yeah.
If you've never called in before, even if you've called in before, tell us how you stay encouraged, what you do to stir up your faith and give encouragement away to others each and every day. 503-589-1220. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We'll be back right after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Terry.
Good morning, y'all.
We're having a wonderful time this morning, stirring it up, staying encouraging you to maybe take on a new skill, do something fun, an adventure. We're going to take scuba diving lessons. That's something that I never thought I would do, but I know even in our 50s, it's okay to go and explore and try things.
Well, coming here was an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about it. We were pretty settled in where we were at in life and in business. And when this came up, we were like, you know what? Why not?
Right.
I mean, there will be a day, and it might be 25 years from now, when we're physically not able to do the things we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm encouraged.
I'm excited. It is an adventure moving halfway across the country, and the beauty of it is that I had experience here.
That was
I was
bonus.
Raised here. Yeah. It was like going home, and it's so amazing, this area. The people here are incredible, and it's been kind of tough. You and I are both extroverts, so it's been tough having to be, you know, kind of sequestered to our homes and not being able to get out and adventure.
We had a physical longing to talk to people. And even with the masks, I miss smiles.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need transparent masks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
How about just like pantyhose masks or something?
Oh, my. This could be interesting. Someone out there might get, hey, that's my new thing. That's
there
what I'm going to try.
Million-dollar idea.
We're encouraging you to join the conversation today, and we have a caller on the line. Who are we talking to? Good morning. How are you? Who is this?
Good morning.
You're on. Who is this?
Me?
There you go. Good morning.
There you go. Hi.
Morning, Stacy.
Hello. How are you today? Who am I talking with?
It's John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, John.
Thank you for joining the conversation today.
Sean.
Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Hey.
It's our Sean.
Sean, come on now.
How do you stay encouraged, Sean?
Oh, listening to you.
There you go. I'll send you that $20 bill. Appreciate that.
my kids and my wife keep me encouraged.
Yes.
Very good.
And my business.
And your business.
Yep.
Yes, because there's a lot of negativity in the world, and it's easy to jump on that bandwagon pretty easily, and we've got to stir up and stay encouraged and stay connected. And Sean, you truly are a treasure. We're thankful to know you.
You have to surround yourself with positive people. And Sean, you're definitely one of them. You're interesting. We like talking with you. And of course, we see the passion in your business. And when you show off your work, like the tooling on the seat on your motorcycle, I know nothing about it, but I see how excited you are. And it's a joy to be around.
It's fun. Not something everyone can do. So, it's fun when you create a piece like that.
Yep.
Awesome. And do you have any encouragement for our listeners today?
Well, I can only say you don't have to understand everybody, or agree with everybody, but just be nice to people.
That's right.
Be nice. Yes, be kind, right? Mm-hmm. I saw when we went to Kentucky a couple years ago, we saw throughout, like campaign signs, it was like everywhere you turn, there was just a simple sign, and they were created by children. They were like crayons and markers, and all it said was, be kind. This is like 3 years ago.
Yep.
And I thought, wow, what a great campaign.
Yep.
Just a reminder. And then I thought, how sad that we have to put signs in a yard to remind people to do something that should just come natural, right?
Well, it's even a little more sad that we got children out there telling the adults how to do it.
Oh, yes, out of the mouth of babes, right, Sean?
Yeah.
What do you have planned today?
Oh, I gotta finish some drawings for a gate we're building.
Okay. All right. Well, I sure appreciate you tuning in, and I enjoyed our time on the air last week together. Thank you for listening to News Talk Radio in the morning.
Yeah, I'm my new favorite station.
Awesome.
Thanks, Sean.
Awesome.
I go by there every morning. You were talking the Best of Salem.
Yeah.
Oh. The chapel I go to right there in the parking lot is the Best of Salem.
Yes. All right.
I always go there with her every morning.
All right. So you're even in the neighborhood. That's
I'll
even
be
better. Well, thank you, Sean. Have a great day.
Take care, brother.
And on the air, we have another caller from Newport. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this? Oh,
hello.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Good morning.
Who do we have today?
This is Barron Robinson.
Oh, Barron, your phone number came up. Newport, Oregon. I don't think you're in Newport this morning.
No, that's where I was when I got the phone.
That's kind of like us. It says Arkansas.
Yep.
On our
I have
cell
to text phone. People before they'll answer me.
How are you today, Barron?
I'm good. It's good to listen to your show.
Well, glad to have you a part of it. How do you stay encouraged?
Well, I got to tell you, I was listening here a few minutes ago. You guys were talking about in your 50s started scuba diving, which, by the way, Carrie, congratulations. Welcome to 50.
Yay. We're officially not there, and I'm not rushing it, but it will be next week.
Well, I took on something even crazier in my 50s, and I signed up, and I started training again. Today's day 5 of training. I'm headed back to Seattle to do another Spartan race.
Wow. Now you're making me feel old.
Describe for our listeners what a Spartan race is.
To make you feel less old, Terry, I'm almost 57.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That is amazing.
So, Barron, tell us what a Spartan race is.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What is a Spartan race?
So, it's a trail run, and this is actually at an equestrian horse ranch. So, the trail is designed for horses, not for people.
Wow.
And I will be doing the 3-mile course, and there are 20 obstacles as you go along. One of them, for example, is an 80-pound ball that you pick up and carry 10 yards.
Ooh.
There's a spear throw. There's a rope climb. And just for your listeners' knowledge, I'm on a work release from the state mental hospital downtown. I will return to my room after the race.
Come on now.
Ba-dum-bum. Well,
the great thing is that age is a number and mental attitude is so important. And yeah, I'm a little sore training, but I have a lot of fun while I'm doing it.
And it just lines up with your mission in life to continue to push and do things beyond your boundary, right, in a sense, in not only personally and for your own personal growth, but to call others to goodness and greatness and in their health. Talk to us a little bit about Kicking Cancer's event coming up, right? It's like in a week, right?
Yeah, it's actually next Saturday morning. It is a free event, and I want to thank Kona Ice of Northwest Salem for donating the money to keep this a free event. It's at the Honky Tonks Bar and Grill.
I love that place.
And, you know, and I didn't even know this place until you suggested it, Stacy, but everyone I talk to say it's got the best food.
Yep.
Oh, great
best
food.
Best atmosphere. It's almost like a community center.
And here's something that is so exciting. Their steak night's coming back next Monday night.
Stop that. Mm-hmm. You didn't tell me.
It was a surprise.
For the love of
That's
Pete.
Your birthday gift.
Hey!
No, for me, anyway.
Thank you. I'll take it.
I walked in. Stacy, as soon as I walked in, I knew why you guys liked it, because there's a big motorcycle on the stage.
There you go. That's actually a raffle bike. You can buy tickets and win that. Mm-hmm. They're only selling 200 tickets, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I think they're 25 each or 5 for 100. But the odds are definitely in your favor.
When we walked in, the first time, Baron, the part that drew me to the place is the big old flag. Mm-hmm. Old Glory right there, and just the people and the warmth. And so you're doing this seminar. What is the topic that we're addressing?
Well, you had a caller a little earlier that was right on point with our topic. She was talking about the pastor of her church and not to worry. We just realized as we're pulling this event together that there are three C's in society right now that are just kind of freaking people out between cancer, COVID, and civil unrest. Mm. We're all a little scared.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so the theme is actually, I will not be afraid, which is Psalms chapter 23, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what we want to do, we're teaching healthy living. We've got two speakers. One's topic is preventive maintenance is always best.
Yes.
Now, as a motorcycle owner, if you didn't change your oil and didn't take care of your engine, it would be very expensive to replace the engine.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But it's a lot less expensive to take care of it.
That's an analogy everyone can understand, whether it's your car's oil changes or making sure you have the proper inflation in your tires. Mm-hmm. Maintenance is everything.
Yeah. And that's kind of our message when it comes to an anti-cancer lifestyle, is it's a lot less expensive to take care of yourself now than to deal with the problems later in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the ways that we can stay present in our day and what we're walking through is equipping ourselves with knowledge and education. And you've got people coming to give us tools for our tool chest on how to combat fear in our life. Is that correct?
Yeah, in fact, I'm super thrilled. I was just chatting with her. She's actually driving all the way up from Medford, and her topic is, what's in your toolkit?
Very good. Very good.
I mean, what do you have in your life to help you when it comes to not being afraid, living a healthy lifestyle? And then I'm going to try to just kind of sum these together. I've got a little presentation I'm going to make about how to calm the storms in your life.
Very good. And again, the seminar is when and where and what time. And how do they need to pre-register at all, even though there's no cost to it?
There's no cost, but, you know, COVID has set some seating restrictions. And so if they just email kcstaffblogger@gmail.com, or they can go to kicking-cancer.org under events, and they'll see the whole thing there. But if they just send an email and say, hey, this is Stacy and Terry, and we want a spot, then we can track how many numbers are going to show up.
Okay, that sounds great. We're
great.
Heading into break. Thank you, Marin, for giving us
good to talk to
the
you,
encouragement
buddy.
Today. Good to talk to you. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having a wonderful conversation with you, our listener today. If you'd like to join in, give us a call, 503-589-1220. How do you stay present? How do you stay encouraged? What do you got going on coming up? Let us know. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning. What? Excuse me. What a wonderful day it is indeed.
Got y'all choked up.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together on this Thursday, Terry joining me in the studio today, and I just want to really encourage you, if you're out in the yard working on your yard and changing flower beds out, or maybe you have some kind of home do-it-yourself, fix-it-upper project, and you've got stuff laying around, you're like, I don't know what to do with it, go to Clayton Ward Recycling. Yes, they are in need of home and garden stuff. Right?
Yep. Load it up in plastic tubs, put it in the back of your trunk. It's a great place to take it to. Yeah. A lot of the stuff they'll take for free. There is a small charge for certain items, but it gets it out of your yard. Looks great now. You've got this pile of rocks or old junky concrete that you had to dig up. And they'll happily recycle that and put it to use. So.
And all you have to do is give them a call if you're unsure. Mm-hmm. Give them a call, 503-393-8700, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturday, 7 to 3.
In and out fast.
In and out fast. And so,
which is rare these days.
When we were talking about, you know, I started this segment and I kind of was choked up. You and I got kind of choked up this morning. I want to talk a little bit about that. And I think that kind of inspired me about staying present and so much our media. When we watch the news in the morning, sometimes we just have to turn it off because it's negative, and it's more pandering the fear and more, you know, working. And you start your day that way.
Your stomach's all in a knot.
It's
terrible.
But
they did a good thing
this
morning.
This news station out of Portland, it was the Fox Channel today, had a powerful story that really did. We looked at each other, and we both were choked up.
I was like,
you want to talk to
darn onions? They do some kind of a surprise little thing where they go in and they'll have the reporter or the anchor, she's on her laptop doing a FaceTime with the owner of a business or maybe just someone at home. So they're FaceTiming, keeping her occupied. And then outside the door, they're getting some kind of a surprise ready for her. And then they'll knock on the door, and then she comes and it's like, oh. So what happened today? It was called, what was the name of that?
The Grub in Lincoln City.
Southern saying.
Yeah.
Grub on
or something in Lincoln City. It was a restaurant. Maybe our listener knows, but we weren't so caught up in that as we were the story.
And it was fantastic. And even with the shutdown and everything, this young lady continued to serve the community. I think she was making three meals a week
for the senior center, I think. Yep. Yeah.
She didn't want her food to go to waste. She wanted to be a part of the community. And she had an old stove. And you could tell by the pictures they showed, it was burned and old.
Well used.
And she had to keep a lighter close by to keep the pilot light going. Mm-hmm. So guess word out, maybe she had been submitted. Long story short, they got her a brand new stove.
Yes. Yes.
And it just, I mean, something as simple as a stove
can make all the difference in the world.
You hear about all these millions of dollars being spent on these things, you know, to make things better, and that's important, but the small amount of money it took to buy that stove and how that's going to affect that community and that family.
And I think that that human connection and telling those stories of and being that connection, whoever that was that nominated her or shared that there was a need.
We need those good stories.
We need those good
stories. There's a lot of good folks out there.
And if you know of a good story that, we would love to hear your good story.
I might be knocking on a door somewhere.
Neighborly things or look for opportunities even through our station. We could bring a surprise or help
to
others in the community. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. We're encouraging you to be a part of the conversation. We got about 6 minutes left of this hour yet to talk. If you want to be a part of it, 503-589-1220. You know, when we look at ways to be a blessing, and I know that word has been overused in our society, but really, truly, when you think of blessing, it means looking beyond yourself and doing something good is what I think.
And it can be the smallest of things. I mean, some years back, people got this whole idea of paying it forward. That was a great thing. Paying for the meal on the car behind you, another fantastic, these small little touches. So I'm encouraged by those daily events.
Well, and when we talk about being present today and bringing hope to other people, maybe that's a simple action we all can do.
A smile, a compliment.
Yes, and I think of Sean at the coffee shop kiosk, you know, and people pulling through. How cool it would be if you knew, even if you didn't know he was behind you and you paid for his coffee and he got up there and I was like, my coffee's been paid for, or my Taco Bell's been paid for. Maybe there's something small you can do outside of yourself today to be a blessing. And then you know, I think the Bible says don't tell what you've done. But
right.
We kind of like to hear the stories and
you
how
can
that
tell
makes
us.
You
we'll
feel.
We'll keep it a secret.
We'll keep it a secret between you and all of our listeners, right?
That's right.
But I do think it's important that we, that's one way I know I stay encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to be frustrated, distracted, or in fear when we look at ourselves, or I call it sometimes navel gazing, when we feel sorry for ourselves.
Navel gazing.
For ourselves. But when we look up and look out, there's always someone else who needs encouragement.
Yep.
And again, we've talked about this with the mask. That's the hard part about the mask. You can't see people's smiles.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my reason, many reasons not to wear a mask, is I'm going to continue to smile. You're not taking my smile away.
Right.
I'm going to continue to be happy and filled with joy, even in difficult times.
Right? Lemonade. Make that lemonade.
Oh, yes. Squeeze those lemons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so as you go about your day today, friends, look for those opportunities. Look for an opportunity to give and be kind and bring hope. And it's so easy to see the negative, and it's so easy to feel like we need to, because there's so much around, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much oppression right now going on. And let's start that fire of hope and encouragement.
Oh, did you looking at me? I'm thinking, well, I'm just listening.
How can you build on
I'm enjoying
that?
Your the stories
little,
that you're telling.
My little
yes,
sermonette.
Absolutely. You know, I think a smile should come with a bell, because we smile so much while we're sitting in here.
Oh,
and you
I
can't
know.
See that out there. So if we had a little ding or something
we
every
had,
time we smiled.
We had someone actually recommend that we start doing like live video in the mornings here, along with our music and what we're doing here on the air. Someone's like, can't you go on live so we
stream?
Can see what's going on streaming? And, and I'm like, well, wait a minute here. I have a face for radio, first
oh,
of
quit.
All.
You know better than that.
And it's all the technical stuff behind. I think it would add a whole new anxiety level.
You're
but
right.
It would be fun to be
Scratch.
Able to see smiles and see what's going on in the studio, kind of behind the scenes here. And so we are looking for ways to make this morning show a little more interesting, I think. And I think I love the idea of us telling stories of how we're bringing hope to people.
Mm-hmm. And you know, this show is about Salem and
mm-hmm.
the businesses. We would love to have you, our listeners, to recommend people that you know out there in the community that are doing good things,
yes.
even small daily good things.
We talked about this yesterday a little bit, too, and I want to keep hitting this, too. If you're a business owner and you're doing well in business and you don't really need to advertise, right? You're like, I'm doing good and I don't really need to spend money in marketing for our business, but you want to spread the encouragement and the hope and the good work that's going on in Salem, we'll partner you with you, a nonprofit, or maybe you have a nonprofit that you
mm-hmm.
want to champion their message. What does that look like? Well, we'll just use United Way, Unite or Kicking Cancer. You know, this message is brought about Kicking Cancer is brought to you by, you know, ABC, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, your business. And that's a way that you can give back and double and multiply those efforts and good things going on in our community.
Right.
So I'd love to have that conversation if you're a business owner and you want to team up with a nonprofit. That would be amazing.
In nonprofit, there's tax things that could do.
Oh,
and,
yeah. There's charitable things and the businesses can benefit from that, certainly. And maybe you just want to get the good word out about your business through the radio station here. That's how we can continue the hope and encouraging and education and all the things we do
Lots
here.
Lots of venues there.
We're so glad that you tuned in this morning. Thank you, Terry, for joining me this
morning.
And
I'm smiling. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. And tomorrow morning, friends, we're going to talk to Mike Adams with Adams Ribs. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm hungry again.
I want to learn more about how to smoke some ribs and brisket and all that. That's making me think of Arkansas.
Best of the Willamette Valley 2020. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this little publication.
And there's that picture.
Bow and Vine, mm-hmm. Adams Rib House.
It's going to be a great day tomorrow morning. Thank you for tuning in today. Our time is coming to an end for today. Go out and be an encouragement to someone.
Stay
Bring
positive.
Hope. Stay positive.
Yes.
That's good. Around, over, under, or through, no matter what you're facing today, my friend, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.